Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Vayakel Pekudei HaChodesh Tavshin Pei Vav. We here in Achinu B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, we're davening for Yeshuos. Hashem's hand should keep guiding us and bring us a complete geula from this stage very, very soon. And let's get right into it. We have a Chazak this week. Again, a repeat. And that's where we start. I thought I have done this, mentioned this in other shiur, but I don't remember. I didn't have in the notes that we mentioned it in Vayakel Pekudei in the past. And that is Rav Palm's thought. Rav Palm's thought, you have on the first page, Vayakel Pekudei are generally read together, many, many psukim. And the question that's asked by the Achronim, not really by the Rishonim, is why, what do we need it for? So many psukim. Such a repeat, right? Confusing for Baalei Kriya, who have Lane Truman Tetzave, you have the same words, often with different, different ta'amim, and we have a repeat of the parashiyos, Truma and Vayakel and Tetzave and Pekudei. Why do we have such an emphasis of the Mishkan repeated over and over again, right? There are many words, in the Torah that you learn a whole area of halacha from a word, from a letter, from a dot. The whole sugi of Arvus is learned out from a couple of dots in the end of Sefer Dvarim. So what do we need these for? Such a over 200 psukim of a repeat of the parshias. So says Rav Palm on the bottom left. One could say there is a monumental lesson here that justifies the dozens of extra psukim. There is a basic difference between Truma and Tetzava and Vayakel Pekudei. They're similar. They have similar content, but there's a major difference between them. In the former, says Rav Palm, the word viasisa is used to introduce the commandments to build a Mishkan. Viasisa, 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 you shall do this, you shall make it. And what about Vayakel Pekudei, this week's parsha? Vayas. Vayas. And they did it, and they did it, and they did it. Right? 15 times. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Says Rav Palm, how many times in life do we have dreams and plans and aspirations? And then when we look back after the time that we were supposed to do it, maybe it didn't turn out exactly as we thought. Maybe we didn't do it at all. And even if we did, maybe it wasn't exactly as planned. The chiddush of Vayakel and Pekudei is that down to every socket and curtain and hook, everything, silver, gold, copper, kasher, tziva, Hashem, as Moshe, exactly as the plan was. It was a fulfillment of the plans. Top right. Did the Vayasisa become Vayas? Right. Many people are inspired to improve themselves. During the times of Elul Yom Ha'Aroim, they resolve in their hearts to improve their concentration in tefillah, more time learning Torah, avoid Lashon Hara. Yet by the time Chanukah comes around, most people are back to where they stood before Elul. What happened? The Vayasisa did not become a Vayas. Right, this is the message of Vayakel Pekudei. The Torah is teaching us and encouraging us, you can do it. You can make the Vayasisa into Vayas. We can take our dreams and plans and have them fulfilled to the best of our abilities. That's the message of Vayakel Pekudei. And then he says, I didn't give it to you, I don't think, in the continuation of the piece, it's a couple of pages, but in the condition of the piece are palm notes. And how do you do this? And how do we try to make sure that we capitalize and fulfill all the things that we wanted to plan? So he says, it's a Rashi in Shmuel Beis. It's a Rashi in Shmuel Beis, where the Pasuk says there, towards the beginning, Parak Vav or so, that David HaMelech goes to Nasan HaNavi and asks him, you know, can I build a Beis HaMikdash? And Nasan HaNavi at that point says, sure, great idea. Right, David says, I'm sitting here in a nice house. I want to build a house for Hashem. Sure. And that night, Tfahibalailahu, the Pasuk says that Nasan received a dream. Hashem came to Nasan in a dream and said, Nasan, go tell David, right now that he can't build a Beis HaMikdash. His son is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. No reason is given in Shmuel Beis, in Divrei Hayamim, in the parallel, or you can't really learn Shmuel without Divrei Hayamim. There are a lot of parallels and compliments. That's where it says Dama Rav Shafachta, and he had blood on his hands, and the Beis HaMikdash has to be built by a man of peace, Shlomo, Shalom. So fine. Asks Rashi there in Shmuel Beis, why did Hashem tell Nasan to go tell David right now, in the middle of the night? He's going to wake him up in the middle of the night to go tell him. He can't wait till the morning. After Shacharis, he'll go over to him and say, David, Hashem spoke to me last night. Things changed. It'll be your son. And David will be happy anyway about that. So why did he have to go that night? So Rashi quotes there. I don't know if the Lashon. He says, Ha'adam azesh ani mishalechacha etzlo mahirhu. The person that I'm sending you to is a mahir. He is someone who acts with great energy and alacrity. Right? You think David HaMelech is sleeping? He was told he could build the Beis HaMikdash. He's been on the phone all night. He's calling contractors. He's calling glass makers and metal and gold and getting the trees from Lebanon. He's been on the phone. If you wait till the morning, it's going to be done. There's not going to be anything left to do. So Rapam quoted that Rashi. That's how to get the Vyasisa to the Vayas. Right? When we have a plan and we have something that we want to do, just do it. Just start it. Just start the process. And in that way, it will be done. And that's what we learned from Bezalel and Ahaliyav and all of those who were Nedavo Libo and Nisao Libo. They were the ones that teach us how to make the Vasisa into the Vayas. Okay. Moving right along. So we have Vayakel and Pekutia. Beginning of Vayakel, we have a repeat that we know of Shabbos. One of the times that Shabbos is discussed in the Torah, many times, Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael, Vayomer Alehem. Elad Varam. Moshe gathers B'nei Yisrael. Right, the Medrash on this Pasuk is where the source for having a shir on Shabbos afternoon, right, that comes here. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Kilos Kihilos and started talking to them about Shabbos. So Elad Varam, these are the things that Hashem told me to tell you. And then the first thing is the first topic is Shabbos. Sheshes Yomem Tiyasem Elacha. So we have the juxtaposition of Shabbos and the Mishkan. Just like we had earlier. We had Truma Tetzaveh was the Mishkan, and the beginning of Kisisa, Vishar Mevedei Yisrael, right, was Shabbos also. So this is where Chazal learned in Shabbos Daf Memtes, in the Bavli, that how do you know what not to do on Shabbos? It just says in the Torah, don't do Malacha. How do we know what Malacha is? Whatever you had to do in the Mishkan, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. That's what we learned from the juxtaposition of the Mishkan and Shabbos. Right now, we also learn Rashi quotes in this week's Parsha that the building of the Mishkan is not Doche Shabbos, right? And that's why also Shabbos takes precedence there. But this is the Makar, one of the Makaros that Chazal bring for how do you know 39 Malachas? The 30 Malachas that were done in the Mishkan, that's what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Fine. Ask the Beis Halevi, though, why is it that the first time this juxtaposition came up, right, back in Truma Tetzaveh Kisisa, first comes the Mishkan, and then comes Shabbos. Right, Truma Tetzaveh are all about the Mishkan. In the beginning of Kisisa, you have the Kiyor, and the Ktores, and the Shemana Mishcha, and then you have Shabbos at the end of Rishon. And here we have Shabbos first before the Mishkan. Why is the order switched? That's the Beis Halevi's question. Source on the top right. Source number, maybe I didn't write a source there. So just write a number. It's in the corner. Acher shapso sai tishmaru. Hinei. Kan acher shesidir beparshas truma v'detzadik om lechaz ha-mishkan. Hizrael Shabbos. Uparshas v'yakel. Kshemar Moshe Yisrael hiktim b'kses Shabbos lechaz ha-mishkan. What's the difference? Why earlier was it Mishkan first and here Shabbos first? V'eftacha b'mashal pi. Let me give a mashal, says the Beis Halevi. Gvir echad haya meisi b'no. There was a rich man that was marrying off his son. V'hein sarech la'asos l'b'no begadim. L'chol v'shabbos v'yantiv. So when he marries off his son, he had to make sure his son had everything he needs, you know, to get married. So he had clothing. He had weekday clothing and Shabbos and yantiv clothing. V'chein tachshitim and jewelry and fancy things. Asher heim li'yeter pe'er v'hidur. That is for glory and for beauty. These latter things on the list aren't really needed, but he's a rich guy and he's going to give his son jewelry and other fancy materials. So he has to give him regular clothes, but he also has to give him fancy clothes and other special items. V'gamim ha'av ksas b'kpeda ala ben. Even if the father maybe doesn't have the most perfect relationship, but he's still a little machpit on the son, the father's going to give him everything that he needs to give him, right? Willy-nilly, whether you like it or not, he's getting married, and he's a knows what the father knows, what his responsibilities are. He's going to have to give it to the son. But how do you know if the father really wants to give it? What order does he give it in? V'yesh lahavchin, im osekach l'man ahavaso l'bino. How do you know if he really loves his son and he's giving it out of love? Ki gadlo v'sameachu batav esbino. He is so excited for his son and he's just full of simcha. Orach mishum shik b'noa. Or, what do you want? He's my son. I have to do this. I have to give this stuff, you know, for my son because this is the social strata that we are part of, and I have to give it. So, umuchrich lasoslo. Kol zeh gamim ein ha'ava bogdolo kol kach. Even if his love is not so strong for his son, he still has to give it. So how do you know if it's because of the love or because of the hechrich, because of he's forced? V'zeh yish lahavchim b'seh der asiyasa. To know in the order that he gives it. Im osa osa mitzad ha'ava. If he's doing it because he loves his son. I see my son getting it. I get such enjoyment. It's as much pleasure seeing him get it than my getting it myself. So what do you give first? You give the special things. You give the gold watch, and then you give the fancy jewelry, and then eventually you'll give the, you know, the basic clothing and the undershirts and, you know, but that, in that order, you see, like, what he wants to give. Liknos lo morisho shows off a gold watch. V'chadome, t'bazeni kar yoser hasha'ashu'im, shemishtashaya b'tayna. Gamagia Lugano realizes what he really wants to give his son. He wants to give his son the special things. That's what you give first. V'abagadim amachrachim, t'bahemeinu nikar kol kach hasha'ashu'im, but, and the necessities that doesn't really reflect the love, every fucking undershirt, socks, you'll have those before your wedding. Don't worry about it. But if the asiyah is because, what do you want? He's forced. He doesn't have such a great relationship with him. But he has to give it because it's his son. What does he do? Okay, fine. What do you need? I'll give you the needs. He gives the necessities first. That's what he could bear to part with. The special stuff, eventually, but it's not like I'm going to give that to you anytime early. Right? Hari aschala yibadvaram hayoser hechrechi yemim kodmin. Hagam kilo basov yasalo akol. Yes, at the end, he'll give everything. I'll call this sidra shaldvaram heimachilav zemizeh. Still going to be the opposite in terms of the order. Fine. What does that have to do with us? Truma tetzavik yisisa vayakal bakudei. What happened in the middle? Vihine b'mitzvahs yeshe mechrachim l'she Yisraeli. So too regarding mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs that are necessities that we can't live without, like Shabbos. Shabbos is a necessity. Shabbos is not one of those, Bizman HaMikdash mitzvahs, right? Or an Eretz Yisrael mitzvah, right? It's Shabbos is Shabbos, and you can't be without Shabbos. Kamo Shabbos do hechrich gomor. It is needed. Ubilade ze eno Yisrael klal. Without Shabbos, right? That's the os. Os hibanei v'neichem. That is the measure of a Shomer halacha, the first Shabbos is a cutoff, one of the cutoffs. The yesh mitzvah shemot to have exclusion. There are other mitzvahs that are amazing and wonderful, but we can live without them. And what is one of those? Mikdash, Mishkan. Right? For thousands of years we haven't had one, and we're still avdei Hashem. Kumo binyan beis hamikdash va'karbanus. Darizeh kama Yisrael begalus ve'ein lahem kol zeh. We don't have it. Tragically, rakadeshiu Yisrael b'malosam agdolo b'kedoshet tzrichim lazeh. When we are zocha to it, that's a special treat. And when we have a Beis HaMikdash, there's an obligation. But we could be an Am Yisrael without a Beis HaMikdash. Not perfect, not complete. We're missing a major element. V'zeo kodem Maisa HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel, again, assuming that the parashiyos are written kisidron, for sure it's written, you know, in a way that we're supposed to get the message. Pre-Egel, what's written first? The Mishkan. Because the Mishkan is the gold. The Mishkan is the jewelry that we don't need. So Hashem gives us the Mishkan first, and then eventually Shabbos comes afterwards. Shabbos is the necessity. But after the Egel, these parshias, Shabbos comes first. To reflect that we're on a different level. To reflect that we're on a different level, a different relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, Mokem Shabbali Shuva Omdin, obviously a Yerida, but there was an Aliyah too. There was a Saru Maher, but we learned a lot from the experience. But this is why the Torah expresses it differently. There's a Meshach Chachma, I think, in Parshas Re'eh. Sort of in there, that also relates to the difference, and sometimes the Torah has slightly different language between before and after the Egel, where he says we are called Anshei Kodesh, or a different level, or Anshei, like Kadosh. There's a different Lashon, also reflecting a difference between our status between pre and post Egel. There, it's not that we go down, it's just different, but you can remember that the Meshach Chachma that we discussed a number of years ago. Okay, so this is the beginning. This is Shabbos. So then we get to the Nedavis. Everybody brings the Nedavis. Perek Lamed Hey. Perek Lamed Hey, right? Bezalel gathers, and then we have the counting of them. See, we go in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasik Chavbeis. Pasik Chavbeis, after the Sheni of Ayakel. Sheni says, Vayavo, Kalisha Shenesoli Bo, everyone who had an uplifted heart came. Kalasher Nadvarucho, we spoke about those two Lashonos in the past. Nesoli Bo, Nadvarucho. Vayavo, Hanashim, Al Hanashim. And the men came, Al Hanashim. Vayavo, Hanashim, Al Hanashim, with all the jewelry. Kol Nadiv Lev, Heviu Chach, Nezem, Tabas, Kumas, Kol Klizahav. All this jewelry came. What does it mean, Al Hanashim? Unklus doesn't help us. Umaisun Gavraya, Al Nashaya, same thing. So what is Al mean? So Rashi says it means Al Hanashim Im Hanashim. Usmuchim Aleihem. Right? With the men, with the women, and next to them. Right? And then they have a parenthesis in Rashi, why Unkelus leaves it as Al. As Al. If you look at Rav Moshe in source number 3, we just had Rav Moshe's 40th yard site on Tainus Esther last week. Says the Drash Moshe in source number 3. Rav Moshe says, look what Unkelus says, look what Rashi says, and we can learn something from both of them. From both of them. Unkelus tirgem al nashaya. Right? They came on. What does it mean the men came on? So Rav Moshe says, it doesn't mean the men were on top of the women. It means the men came al hanashim with the jewelry still on the women. Al hanashim. Sheba'u milubashin bitachshitehem. That they came dressed in there, with their clothing on, with their jewelry on. Visham, and when they came to Bezalel and the collectors, Sham Parku v'nasu l'Nidvas HaMishkan, then they went and gave it to the Nidvas HaMishkan. So Unkelus says, the Pasuk's telling me, they came with their jewelry on. It wasn't like in a bag, ready to be given. V'Rashi Piresh, Im Anashim, and Rashi says they came together with. So Venira says, Ramosha, what do you learn from Unkelus? What do you learn from Rashi? Venira, Shatso Rechshabo Milubashin Hu. What's the chiddush? What's the Torah teaching us by that they came wearing the jewelry? Kedei laharos, to show us. Shema shenosin hatachshitin, eino mishum, dein lahem tzara gadol bohen. They were giving this jewelry, so you might have thought that, you know what? I have an extra pair. I have a couple of necklaces, so here, take these. No. They gave with what they were wearing. Meaning, this is what they had. Elolaharos, Sha'af al pishem rotsim ma'od, lios mulubashin betachshitan. This is their jewelry. They want to wear this jewelry. They're very fond of it, right? They got it from, where'd they get this jewelry from? They probably got it from the jewelry that washed the shore by the Kriyas Yamsuf, right? So they had this, but this is all they have. You can't like go to a store and get another one in the midbar. Yet, they took it off themselves. Bikomakom nadvo besimcha, uvetuv levav lamashkein. Right? They gave it besimcha, l'mishkan. They gave it to the Mishkan. Right? Ki, a Rambam, avoda karbanos. Please. Ki mitzvas ha-mishkan ha-ilam yoser simcha. Because the greatest was the simcha that they had. It was a greater simcha to give than what they had, in their on themselves. So that's what you learn from the Unkelus, that they came with it on. It wasn't that they had an extra, but it was based on their own simcha that they had by giving it. Number one. Just wanted to read, just quickly, there's a beautiful Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Isurim Mizbeach. The last Rambam in Isurim Mizbeach, right? You might think that what's an Isurim Mizbeach Rambam doing in the Parsha Shir, but the last Rambam in the Isurim Mizbeach, the Rambam talks about, he's supposed to give the best away. To tzedakah, to mitzvahs. Sometimes we give away stuff that we don't need. What does this Rav Moshe reflect in the Pshat of the Unkelis? Means that they gave what was meaningful to them. Right? The Rambam says, why is this in Yisroel Mizbeach? Because he's talking about the different levels of oil, the different levels of mincha. Says the Rambam, why are the different levels mentioned? To know the different levels of flour and oil, and to give the best to the mitzvah. Give the best as a karban. Who do you learn that from? Kain and Hevel. Harei no mar batar, vehevel hevi gamumi, b'choros sono, umechel vehen. Vayish Hashem al hevel v'minchaso. Vehu adin, and then the Rambam adds, beautiful lashon, vehu adin l'chol davar, shehu l'shem hakel hatov. Anything that is for Hashem. Sheyia min hana'eh hatov. It should be from the beautiful. In bana beis tfila, yehe na'eh mibeis yeshivaso. The shul should be nicer than our house. Heachel ra'ev, if I'm giving food to somebody who's hungry, ya'achil menatov, ha'amaduk shebishulchano. Don't just give him the dregs. Give him some good food. Kisei arum, yechasem menayafesh shebiksuso. Give nice clothing. Hikdish davar, yaklish menayafesh shebinachasav. V'cheinu omer, kol chelev lashem. Right, that is the last Rambam in Hilchos, Isurei Mizbeach. Right, that's by the way, if you never saw it, there's an unbelievable comment of the Radvaz. This is just Derech Agav because it's here. The Radvaz on that Rambam says, the Rambam's halachas in Seder Avoda and Kachim, he says, More al, his organization. This is the Radvaz, 500 years ago. No slouch. A contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Cairo. He says, the Seder el chosav mora al rochav sichlo v'rov zechiraso v'tov hakafaso. The organization of the Rambam shows the width of his seichel, the depth of his thinking. Ad shakshani choshev belibi beizah derech haya, as I think about him, emod marid, I start shaking, says the Radvaz, thinking about the godless of the Rambam's mind. But he says, okay, that's this Radvaz at the end of Yisurim Mizbeach. Never saw it. Amazing Radvaz. Okay, now back to Ramosha. So Ramosha says, you learn from Unkelis. You give the best, and you give what's special to you. They took it off themselves. And what about Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe says, what about Rashi? So Rashi says they came together. Ki v'zeo pirtakam. Ukedei, line 10. Ukedei shlo neima shaha anashim gazra lam litain. And just so that we don't think that the men forced the issue and they told their wives, no, you have to give it. And they didn't talk to each other about it and come to an agreement. Maybe they just like push them and are forcing them behind the scenes. Rashi says, no. They came as a team. The men and the women came in as a team. They both wanted this. And this is called Ish V'Isha. Asher Nadav Libam. And therefore, we know they came together, they gave what was meaningful to them, and this is something that we recognize. Okay. Every detail of the pasuk is there to teach us something, every word, as Rav Moshe reflects as well. So we continue reading the psukim, and we go to a couple of psukim later. Vayamal yoso ruach elokim, we know that Hashem filled Bezalel with Ruach Elokim, which Uncle says is Nevuah, V'chachma, B'tfuna, B'das, V'chom Malacha, V'lachsho Machshavos. Amazing work. La'asos Bazov V'chesav Anachoshes, to work with all the metals and the stones. Ulahoros Nasam Libo, he and Ahaliyav. Says the Imre Shefer, that's Reb Shlomo Kluger, in source number 4, and one of his many, many Sfarim. Most of his Sfarim we don't have, but we still have many Sfarim of his. Says Shlomo Kluger, v'yesh lomar. Let me explain what it means. Lachshov machshavos. What does it mean he was an expert worker? What does that phrase mean? Lachshov machshavos. To think thoughts. La'asos bazov achesov v'nachoshes. So what does that mean? Yesh lomar. Hakavana. Dehine yeshnei mine ba'alei malachos. There are two types of artisans. Two types of workers. Yesh shehu uman gadol la'asos b'malacha. There are those that are unbelievable in terms of doing the work. Ach einu yachol lios mamsi b'machshavas odavar chadash. But they're not creative. They can't come up with the idea. They're great execution. They execute the work. You give them a plan, they're able to execute it. Rak ma shehimsi kvar ish acher, what somebody else came up with, hu yachol lasos v'atzad yoser tov. You give me the instructions, I could do it. Right? Many men in the kitchen. This is just, again, I'm just saying generality. Right? Many men in the kitchen could follow instructions, but being creative is not the forte, often, of the male gender. In this regard. I speak personally here. The yesh uman gadol yoter, and there's a greater uman, shu yachal machshavaso besichlo, lios mamsi hamsos chadashos. There's an even greater uman. Sometimes they're different. Sometimes you could be creative and not execute. Right? But here he's saying there are those that not only could execute, but they could come up with the idea. And they could be the architect and the builder. Right? They could come up with the creative idea. Mashalohaya olo lamim. Something totally new. Velakach. That's the secret here of lachshov machshavos. That's what the Torah is telling us about Bezalel. Lomi boy, not only shahayu bakan umanim muv, not only Bezalel, but the whole team. Not only were they here. Umanim muvhakim bimalachos. Ashekvar nischatshu. Things that already existed in the world. Ela afilu lachshov machshavos. Right, they saw many, many fancy items in Mitzrayim. But the chiddush here was that they were totally new things. Lachsho machshavos, right? New lasos pasov v'chesef uvanachoshes. Ratzalomer umanim gedolim shal yidei machshavasam hayu yecholom lasos hamzos chadashos gamkin hayu b'mishkan va'asi shapir. So that's the illusion. Lachsho machshavos, they came up with new ideas. In order to build the Mishkan, not just what was, but they had the creativity that that the Mishkan demanded. And again, sometimes we needed this because sometimes Hashem will command something. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure certain things out, right? What does the menorah look like? Hashem had to show him. What is the machzas hashekel? There was also some question about that, right? So the This idea of creativity obviously was needed in the Binyan HaMishkan. Okay, so all of the things were collected, and finally Moshe Rabbeinu looks around in Perek Lamed Vav, and in Pasuk Vav he says, "Vayitzav Moshe ve'hivir kol b'machaneh le'emar." Moshe Rabbeinu, after everything was collected, all the donations, Moshe sends out an announcement. We have enough. Vayetzav Moshe ve'evir kol b'machaneh le'emar. Ish ish al yasu on malach l'shemos hakodesh. We don't need anymore. It's enough, right? The dream of any fundraiser. Vayikale ha'am mehavi, and the am stops ringing. V'amalacha ha'isa dayam l'chol malacha la'sososa. The malacha was enough. V'hoser, and there was plenty. So on this pasuk of vayaviru kol b'machaneh, Chazal Darshan, you have it in there, source number 5 now, in Rav Schwab, Mayan Beis HaShoeva. Chazal Darshan, the Malacha of Hotsa'a, Vayaaviru, they pass through, Vayaaviru kol b'machaneh, Amru Chazal, Hotsa'a, B'Shabbos Hechaksiva, where is the source for the Malacha of Hotsa'a, of carrying out on Shabbos? You know from this pasuk, Vayetzav Moshe, Vayaaviru kol b'machaneh, Ulefi zeh pirish al yasu od Malacha, Hainu, Moshe was saying, don't do the malacha of ha'avara, of passing through. That's why you read the pasuk. Shotzav avara yichashu b'chal malacha l'inyin Shabbos. So it's a hint. It's a hint that this pasuk is referring to the malacha of Hotzah on Shabbos. That's when the Gemara darshins that the malacha, that they carried out, all of the items were enough. You see the word lahavir, meaning in another context also. So vehine line 15. Matzino lechazal shehechmiru b'inyin hotza'a. Says Rav Schwab, interesting that you find two opposite realities by the malacha of hotza'a. On the one hand, chazal were very machmir by hotza'a. What's the greatest example of that? They knocked out shofar for a far-fetched possibility of somebody going to learn to blow on Rosh Hashanah. How often is that going to happen? If ever. And forevermore, we can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shein token shofar b'Shabbos. Mishum gzeira shema yitlanu b'yadu. Maybe somebody's going to carry the shofar. V'yedachetz al habaki lilmod and go to a baki to learn how to blow. V'yavireno d'alaramus b'rishas harabim. V'hai no time of the lulav, no time of the megillah. Three times. Right? The three gzeira d'raba. Gzeira d'raba, we knock out shofar, lulav. And maybe according to one day, there are 4 days there. One day of why you're not allowed to be tovel kalim on Shabbos. And Tosfos deals with the question of why are we worried, the language of the Gemara, Shema Yaviru Dalat Amos, why are we worried about the part of Hotzah of passing through the Rishas HaRabim Dalat Amos, and not worried about the Hotzah from Rishas HaRabim to Rishas HaYachid. Okay, either way, it's so far-fetched, right? That type of chashash. Somebody's going to wake up Rosh Hashanah morning and all of a sudden say, I want to learn how to blow shofar. Right? He wasn't preparing for this for weeks. And a month, all the Balei Tokiah that we know today, even if they've blown for years, they practice and they prepare. What are the percentages of that this is a chash? Says Rav Schwab, Ulachora davar tamua, line 28. She yachushu chazal milsa delo shchicha. So far-fetched. Shemi pesi laniach ha-megillah v'esrog makam hefker. And who's gonna leave it there? They weren't even worried about Hotsa'ah, Merushas Yachad, Rishas Rabim. They weren't about being Mavir Dalat Amos in the street. So you're gonna leave the shofar there before Shabbos, and then you're gonna carry it there, or your Dalat Minim? Like, who's gonna do that? And because of that, they were Oker, the mitzvah of Dalat Minim, the mitzvah of shofar. Very difficult. They said in the top left now, Uve Prat, and for sure, according to the Rishonim, that we hardly have any Rishas Rabims anyway, because you need, Shishim Rebo, Rashi, and other Rishonim. So the mitzias of Rishas HaRabim is not even shchiach. So they're so concerned about Hotzah. But on the other hand, as Rav Schwab quotes Rishonim, Hotzah is what the Rishonim call a malacha gerua. Hotzah is an inferior type of malacha. Because all other types of malachas, you actually accomplish something. You color, or you clean, or you shecht, or you separate, or you plow, you did something, you accomplished something. You changed something. I changed the item. Hotzah, the Rishonim say it in different ways. One way to say it is, there's no change in the item. I just brought it from place A to place B. There's no change in that. That's a malacha. I just brought it from here to there. It's one way to say it. Other Rishonim say it in other ways. This act, if I carried something from in my house, from the couch to the table, that's mutter. If I did this, the same exact act in the street, all of a sudden it's Aser Daraisa. What? You see the act is not so Aser, it's an inferior, because you see in your house you're allowed to do it. So both of those formulations are found in the Rishonim. So that's why Rishonim say, the fact that this is a malacha is very shaky. It's very shaky. Right? And that's why Tosfos says, you have to have a pasuk for Hotzah. Because after all, I wouldn't have thought it's a malacha. Luli de Mistafina, see it on the left side. Nirish Malachas Hotzah, he yoses ben aklal. It's an exception. Sheyos Hotzah, he malacha gerua. That's a lashon from Tosfos on that Beis and Shabbos. Shekal malachas nohagas b'chol makom. All other malachas, you can't shecht anywhere. You can't clean anywhere. You can't bower anywhere. Masheikin avaras dalat amos here, passing through. Or Hotzah. There's no change in the cheftza. And it's still aser. So Hotzah is something of an anomaly. Right? It's the Chazal were so chomer about it, even though inherently it's somewhat inferior. And he says, and if you look about it, another detail, line 26, he says, and we have pointed this out before, which topics in Shas have more quantity, have the most quantity, discussions of them? Which topics have the most talk? How much is there in Shas about Me'ilah? Okay, you got a Masechta about Me'ilah. Right? I think, how much is there in Shas about most topics? Okay, you have a section. Hotzah, pages and pages and prakim, every tiny little item. How much do you have to carry of this? How much to carry of that? It's unbelievable. I think Hotzah and Pigel is also, has tons of pages. But, Reb Schwab says, Shal kama malachas lo erichu chazal b'msecha Shabbos levarim b'chol pratein. So many malachas, chazal, how much do you have in b'msecha Shabbos about borer? One amud. How much do you have about Ma'amer? Three lines. Like, some malachas, you have nothing And then other malachas like Hotsah, you have 40 pages about Hotsah. Why? To be mechazik the Isser. What's going on here? So he quotes, I think we might have quoted this years ago from Rav Hirsch, because he quotes Rav Hirsch here. He says, Lamati b'divrei Rav Hirsch. He says, Hotsah is very different than all other malachas, but you know what? It symbolizes a different category of work. There's all malachas, and there's Hotsah. And Rav Hirsch, he quoted it Derech Agav, if you look on the up back on line 21, Rav Hirsch quotes this psukim in Nehemiah, where Nehemiah screams at Am Yisrael for not keeping Shabbos. He says, and you don't keep Shabbos, and you carry on Shabbos. As if Melecha Shabbos and carrying on Shabbos are two different things. So says Rav Hirsch, and it's quoted here by Rav Schwab, on the bottom right. Most malachos are creative acts, and not doing those on Shabbos are zecher l'maisa breishis. That's fine. By 38 of the malachas, or at least some Rishonim say, what about Seda? Also might be different. Okay, but by most malachas, it's all about zecher l'maisa breishis. They're creative. By not doing them, testifies that Hashem created the world and rested on Shabbos. That's by most malachas. See on the bottom right? Beisugi malachas, shenesu b'shabas. Shekal malachas asuras b'tam zichron l'maisa breishas. Hanemar b'dibras b'shonos. Sheishas yamim asa shemes b'ayim esaretz. Aval hotsah v'havara. Hotsah, you're not creating anything. What does hotsah symbolize? You're going out to the world. That doesn't symbolize zichron l'maisa breishas. That symbolizes zecher l'yitzias Mitzrayim. That symbolizes Hashem as a mashgiach. Not Hashem as a borei. Hashem as the one involved. What symbolizes involvement in the world? My going out of my house. My walking around the street. That's involved. Don't do that on Shabbos. So we recognize, by not doing that, we recognize who is involved. There's nothing new. They're not shayach to the reason. Which is in Vaschanan. Right, not only in Yisro, and now he explains it a little deeper. Ubir advar on bottom left. Hidei Shabbos didn't arakli Yisrael. Shabbos was only given to the Jewish people. We know non-Jews are not allowed to even keep Shabbos. Ha'akim sheShabbos chayim misa. Shenemar yom v'alai lo yishbosu. Shabbos is our, so to speak, our rishus hayachid with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hamuvdelas v'mufreshes b'cholas min ha'enoshi. Shabbos separates us from the whole world. Umukefes mechitzes. V'sham shayach kedusha Shabbos. Rishus harabim is shayach to the whole world. Shabbos, we want to celebrate our unique connection to Hashem. Zecher l'yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem connecting with us. And that's symbolized by stay home. Don't carry outside. Don't breach the borders. Don't breach the borders. On the top of the next page. U'balusam shakol minoshi she'elam kedusha Shabbos. And this is the Kedusha we got at Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sherbach Arbanu, and that's why Hotsah is a different category. Inherently, it's less of a malacha, but what it symbolizes is separate than all the other malachas. All the other malachas are creative, Zecher L'maisa Breishis. This one is Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim, about Hashgacha, that Hashgacha uniquely upon the Jew, right? Only a Jew keeps Shabbos, and that's symbolized by staying in Rishus Hayachid. Saying Rishus Yachin. Okay. Okay. We have to talk a little bit about Parshas Pekudei. You know, we've, all these thoughts have been about Vayakel, so we have one thought about Pekudei. Let's go towards the end. Towards the end. Lamed Perak Lamites. Perak Lamites Pasik Mem Gimel. Lamites Mem Gimel. So all day at the end, what happens when it was all built? Vayar Moshe es Kala Malacha. Moshe sees the entire Malacha. V'hinei asu osa kasher tziva Hashem kein asu. V'yavarach osa Moshe. Seems to be a little repetitive. Moshe sees all the malacha. V'hinei asu osa, they had done it. Kasher tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded, kein asu. So they did it. Right, what's that double lashon, right? Asu, they did it like Hashem commanded, so they did it. V'yavarach osa Moshe. Moshe sees that and gives them a bracha. Gives them a special bracha. Of Rashi quotes Yehi Ratzon Shetishra Shchina V'Masi Adechem V'Hinoam. So what's, how do you read this pasuk that they did it like Hashem commanded, so they did it. Question one. The Ksav Sofer in source A quotes this question, but he also quotes a Medrash. The Medrash on the Pasuk. The Medrash Yalkutz, line two. The Heichan Tziva, right? The Pasuk says they did it like Hashem commanded. Where did Hashem command them? Vasuli Mikdash. That's a Chiddush. That's, what do you mean? Hashem commanded them. That's the original Vasuli Mikdash. Then you have two Parshios of Tzivuyim. V'u Tamua, Mash Elashal. What kind of question was, is the Medrash asking? Where was the Tzivuy? Heichan Tziva, Kama Pamenomar, Tziva Melech Zemishkan. It says Melech Zemishkan over and over again. Right? We have Psukim and Psukim. All about Melech Zemishkan. Right? So what does that Medrash mean? Venira li lafari shakras. Now he explains all the, also the first problem that we just said. Viniyasu osa kasher tzivashem kin asu. Tzorach lomar kefel ha'inyan. What's the double lashon? What's the double lashon of asu osa? And what's the medrash? V'yesh lomar says the ksav sofer. Hine hayakavid li Yisrael, asiya ha'mishkan edus li Yisrael. Right? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting his presence in the Mishkan is obviously a tremendous covet for Am Yisrael and for Hashem. Vumos olam miskanim bo. And the other nations were, rightfully, might have been jealous. Right? That we get to build a house for God. Ukshayasu al kavana zu, eina ritsuya. If we would have built the Mishkan with lower level kavanas, we're building a house for Hashem and you're not, ha. Right? And we're focusing on, you know, the outside, how we're different. That's not the best. That's not the ultimate proper kavana. The kavana wasn't supposed to be l'kavet. The Mishkan was l'kavet Yisrael, but that wasn't supposed to be our kavana. Our kavana was supposed to be l'chvod Hashem. Rak l'chvod Hashem sheyiskul asheres hashchina. We want to be zochet asheres hashchina, and then we can be in Ar Lagoyim, and then even the nations of the world could come to the Beis HaMikdash. V'hine, bali hamalachos v'hamalachos hayu rabim. If you think about the Mishkan and the size of the project, ukimat Shalo b'teva shiye hakol nasa al nachon. What are the chances that everything would be made perfectly? You would look at the Mishkan and the curtains wouldn't be, you know, caught a little bit and not exactly even, and one of the sockets wouldn't have been perfectly in line, and one of the inside berichim would have been bent. What are the chances with so much gold and silver and wool and all the strings that were 6 times 4, like the thickness of the threads? And it was all done perfectly. Moshe Rabbeinu saw it, and it was all perfect. Right, what does the pasuk say? Vayar Moshe es kol hamalacha. He saw the whole thing, and it was done like Hashem commanded. Keep reading now. Veloyim migras upegam be'ezam in akelim. There wouldn't be any one of the kelim, for the arios, the chadoma, that weren't made perfectly. All the kelim. Veloyim od tzarach tikun od. There's nothing needs to be fixed. Veheme viu hakol bigmar valtzara yoser tov. They brought everything perfectly. V'lo nimsach yisar be'echanam. There was not one thing that was lacking. That's not natural. Moshe Rabbeinu saw this and he said, "This is not normal. This is not expected in the natural realm, unless they had special siyata d'shmaya, and Hashem helped them. And if that happened, it must have only been because they had the perfect kavana." Moshe, again, sees everything to perfection. That means it must have had siyata d'shmaya, which only would have come if they would have had the proper kavana. Lulei shashem gozar lahem, ki asu azar lahem, ki asu al kavana ritzuya. So Moshe works backwards. He sees everything is perfect. It must be that the Hashem helped them, and therefore it must be that they had the perfect kavana of making this for Hashem. V'hainu. So now we read the pasuk. V'yar Moshe saw. Shehevin be'ein tzichlo es kol ha'malacha. Moshe sees the whole malacha. V'ine asu osa. They did it. Shenigmer ha'malacha. G'chol yofi tikun v'hidr. They did it in perfection. Mizeh nireh. Kasher tziv Hashem kein asu. So now look at the pasuk. Moshe sees the malacha. V'ine asu osa. They did it. Kasher tziv Hashem kein asu. They must have done it exactly like Hashem commanded. Because, or else it wouldn't have come out this way. And that, we know now, is the Yalkut. Now we understand the Medrash. What does the Medrash say on this pasuk? V'heichan tziva v'asu li mikdash. Meaning, where did Hashem command them to do this? L'shem shamayim v'asu li mikdash. The mikdash is for me. It's not for you. The Medrash is asking, which tzivui amongst all the tzivuyim is this pasuk referring to? The one that talks about lishma. Va'asuli mikdash. Shemalecha zay mishkan kiva and hakra. Va'amar va'asuli mikdash v'shachanti besochem. Tzivui zez kavein sha'asu kasher tzivu Hashem. This pasuk is dafku referring back to that tzivui. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it was all done l'shem, shamayim. Okay, one final thought relating to Parshas HaChodesh. Okay, the beginning of this we've done before, but Rav Mirsky in the Hagioni Halacha, they just put out a year ago, a new edition where they put together all of the Pesachs and all of the Nisans, right? Instead of three separate volumes, all going through the whole Seder Hashanah, they put it all together in a new three-volume beautiful set. Says the Hagioni Halacha, so Kiddush HaChodesh, the first mitzvah that we're given as an Am is HaChodesh HaZelachem. First mitzvah that we're given as an Am. Right? This Svarno we have mentioned in the past. The Svarno says, what's the message of HaChodesh HaZelachem? That being the first mitzvah, control of time. We were given the control of time. Line 11, HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodashim Rishonu Lachem. Mikan Ve'elach, these are the words of the Svarno. Mikan Ve'elach Yiyu HaChadashim Shalachem. The months will be yours, la'asos bem kirtzonchem, to do with them as you please. Shelo kibimei ashibud, not like in the times of the shibud, lo hayu yameichem shalachem. When you were slaves, you did not decide your schedule. Ela hayu la'avodas acherim b'ritzonam. Slaves don't decide their luz, their schedule. It's the master that decides. What reflects a free person? Somebody who can make their own schedule. That's why that's the first mitzvah that we received once we were freed. HaChodesh HaZelachem, set a calendar, set your schedule. Davar zeh yesh lo simen v'remez v'achilas ha-matzah. He even says this is even merumaz in matzah. At the beginning of the Seder, we say, right, halach ma'anya, this is the bread that we ate, ba'ara de Mitzrayim. And the Mefarshim wonder, the Rishonim or any wonder, this is the bread we ate in Egypt? Don't the Pesukim say that we ate this because we had a rush out? So which is it? Is it the bread that we ate in Egypt, or it's the bread that we ate because we had a rush out? So explains Rav Mirsky, based on the Rishonim, well, what's the difference between matzah and chametz? Right? Even the letters, the Mefarshim point out, they're very similar even in the letters. They both have a mem, they both have a tzadi, and the hey and the ches just have a little bit difference in the line. But the difference is, they're both flour, they're both water, the difference is time. The difference between matzah and chametz is time. Suggests the Rishonim, we ate matzah in Mitzrayim, and we ate matzah on the way out of Mitzrayim, but for different reasons. But for the same reason. Both of them, we had no time. In Mitzrayim, they didn't give us any time because they were working us and working us and working us. On the way out of Mitzrayim, we also had no time because they were pushing us out. Both are about not having time, but one is for a reason of shibud, and one is pushing us to be b'nei chorin. And he says, amazingly, if you think about it, this is a perfect mida keneged mida. In the exact way that you, Mitzrayim, caused b'nei Yisrael to suffer and to rush by not giving them time, that's exactly how you're going to set them free. You think forcing them to eat matzah is a siman of shibud? It's a siman of chayrus. It's a siman of chayrus that they're going out very quickly. Right? That's me. Ma'ase Elokeinu. Look on the last page where it's underlined. Shagam davar zeh ma'ase Elokeinu. Shebedavar sheshibdu ha-Mitzriyim es Yisrael. In the very act that the Mitzriyim were mishabed us, bo gufo kanu es chayrusam. That exact act, we acquired our chayrus. They forced us to eat matzah, but they're not giving us any time. They force us to leave and eat matzah by not giving us any time. That's the same act in this way. And then he says beautifully at the end, he says, maybe this is also alluded to in yachatz. Various reasons why we break the matzah. Why we create a broken piece, lechem oni, lechem ani. Maybe it's to remember the two parts of the matzah. The matzah that we ate in Mitzrayim because we had no time. And the matzah that we ate out of Mitzrayim because we had no time. Same reason, because we had no time, but opposite reasons for not having the time. For being an Eved or for becoming free. After that, right, then we eat challah. Then we'll have our own time. But fascinating that the issue of time is the first mitzvah, and it is also reflected in the shibud and in the cheirus and even in yachatz, B'ez Hashem. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'ez Hashem. Scheduling next week, B'ez Hashem, there'll be a shir and the vayikra. The following week, B'ez Hashem will be the Haggadah shir instead of tzav. Right, I think that's the week of Shabbos Haggadah. B'ez Hashem will do probably that Wednesday night. B'ez Hashem, we don't know what's going to be in a minute. So B'ez Hashem, we take it day by minute by minute here in the Holy Land. But that's the tentative plan. Next week we'll have a Parsha Shir, and the following week we'll have Haggadah. It's already done, but it's prepared. But B'ez Hashem will to do it then. Okay, we'll stop here.